consistent.
What did Tom Segura, the comedian? A ball hog.
A ball hog? Yeah, why? I never heard that before.
Tom Segura, he's a comedian. He was like...
Yeah, Tom Segura, who loves to take his shirt off while doing comedy.
No, that's Bert Kreischer.
Ah, I hate
Tom
that
Segura
one.
Tom Segura said, it's a so bad joke. He goes, you know, imagine, he's talking to the audience, whatever, how long you've been together, 3 years. So he's like, you've been together 3 years. So you probably had sex about at least 100 times. He's like, so just imagine the things your dad did to your mom.
That's good. That's actually pretty fucking good.
Oh, gosh.
Mad awkward on a date.
Yeah, I know, right? I mean, they've been together for 3 years.
Mad awkward on a date for no reason.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Boop, boop. So, lots to talk about.
Nigga, I hope you got something.
We can talk about the submarine. We didn't talk about any of that. Late. We're late, but we're here.
Did you see the little image I sent of another little submarine model that they're looking to design?
Yeah.
It's like mad, like all glass. The whole...
If they got the technology, why not go for it?
Nah, son.
But this guy did it by himself, first of all. So I don't know if that counts. I was watching a video where he was like, well, you know, NASA and this and that. After everything happened, the news was like, well, let's find out what NASA said about it. NASA was like, we had one phone call with a guy. He asked us a couple questions and we answered them. That was the end of it. We didn't help him. This college said the same thing. He's like, they're like... They asked us about certain things. We just answered the question. That was it. We didn't work together.
Are you suggesting that we could make our own shit and go in the water and there's no licensing, verification agency?
Yes, just the way God intended. Yes.
Just the way Jesus intended.
Right. God didn't intend us to ask the government for permission.
We could just do it.
We should be able to just do it if we want.
Well, those are the results of just fucking doing it. You die.
Listen, there's an agency... There's a couple agencies I found out. Okay. I'm not a submarine expert, but there's a couple agencies after the fact we found out that they have regulations. And they're like, if you meet our regulations, then you can put our stamp of approval on your ship.
Right. Okay? FCC approved.
Something like that.
Some shit.
So he had none that backed him up. Every single one was like, that ship is going to fail. That ship is going to explode. Don't
not
do
X.
It. What?
Implode,
my bad. Yeah.
Adentro. Inside.
So every single one of them said, no, we don't support. We're not going to put our stamp of approval. Every single one. But apparently, he's a smart guy, and he was able to figure out how to do it. And he went down, actually, at least 2 times with that ship before that.
Before it got approved?
Before it imploded. He went down with that same ship.
No, that shit, I heard that shit went down like 11 times.
Oh, so whatever it was. I said at least 2. I don't know.
More than once.
So what I heard is...
You're saying that that crew, they were the second people out.
No. So this,
but at least the second people out.
So the theory I heard was the exoskeleton thing...
The frame
was carbon fiber.
Oh, no.
And it was double layered. So it's an outside layer and an inside layer. And there's a part where they added a screen to the side where they screwed it in. And they're like, the screws protruded slightly out of the first layer... But that's fine because it was cushioned for the second layer. But as you go to that depth, the second layer kind of compresses a little bit. And they're saying just a screw barely pushing against it over and over again made it a weak point. And they said they suspect that's where it happened at.
Damn.
Because the carbon fiber can only be contracted and expanded a certain amount of times before you're like, okay, it's not safe anymore.
Right.
And he went beyond that point.
Wear and tear.
Wear and tear.
Design flaw.
Hey.
They should have stuck with the goggles if they were going to add a screen.
Yeah, they should have. But that doesn't mean that all of them are unsafe. The one, the Kirk Cameron was a freaking director and went down to the deepest part of the ocean.
With the same one?
With a different one, completely different.
Hell yeah.
An unapproved one. Do I sound low? I feel like I sound low.
You sound like a pussy.
Why do I increase the volume?
You don't.
I just got to talk louder.
I'll raise the mic. Input.
Just a little bit, not too much, not a lot.
Okay, what channel you
want? Do. That's one. That's good. That's good. That's good. Don't no more higher. That's enough. Don't you give me gain? What are you doing here? That's good. Just leave it right there.
I want to give you more.
I don't want to be all up on the mic. I want to kind of back up a little bit.
I don't want to just give you game, baby.
So
I want to give you herpes.
So that guy, he messed up.
I don't have herpes. I would have to get it first.
Your track record, you ain't getting none.
It's dangerous out there, bro.
Yes, it is.
It's very dangerous. La calle tan sucia. More than just COVID. That's just a little icing.
COVID is nothing anymore.
What is that?
What happened to COVID? COVID lost energy. This is done.
It's disappointing.
I'm going to tell you what happened. You ready? Herd immunity happened.
I feel like when I hear that, I feel like a fucking cow.
Yeah.
I feel like I should be somewhere. But
that, what I heard was, that's the way it's supposed to happen. And after that, then you give vaccines. Because that means that there's certain people within the herd that are weak. You got to give the vaccines for them. That's what I heard. You get the herd immunity. When you do the vaccines as the herd immunity happens, the virus kind of mutates. And it makes it harder for the herd to catch immunity. Because it's constantly changing. Omega variant, Delta variant. It switches around. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, that's a conversation for 2 years ago.
Yeah. Is it still surprising to you that you see people wearing masks?
Bro, I saw people wearing masks today.
I saw a lady.
Today I saw two people.
Wearing a plastic bag in the train.
I went to Target yesterday. There was a guy with a gas mask on. My theory is that it's because he thought the apocalypse was coming like last a few weeks ago.
Or maybe it was the Canada shit that he's not trying to
That's what I mean, the apocalypse.
Oh, that one, yeah, the mini one we had the other
day. I'm assuming he expected that to happen as bad as it happened last time, but I forgot all about it. I didn't even notice it.
This time around, right? The Canada smoke?
The first time...
That was OD,
the son. First time I was barely even paying attention to it, and it wasn't until I smelled barbecue everywhere I went. I was like, why is somebody cooking with barbecue everywhere? And then that's when I started to realize, wait, it is kind of hazy. And then that's when I told my wife. She's like, oh, yeah, it's a Canada fire.
I'm informed, so I watch Fox News every morning. You know this, with Mike Woods.
I paid no attention to any of that.
So I heard about it, but that day that you took a picture, you were wearing your stupid mask. I was like, look at this little fairy flies get a little dust.
You know what?
Yo, no lie, I took my 20-minute walk, and my eyes were itchy, nigga. I was like, oh, shit, he was right.
You know why I put the mask on? Because I was listening to the radio as I was driving. And they're like, if you spend a certain amount of time, I forgot what it was, outside, it's like you're smoking 20 packs of cigarettes.
Yeah, yeah, I heard and that too. I was like, damn.
I'm going to wear a mask. I have asthma. I
used to do a pack a day.
I know, so I'm saying not anymore. But,
yeah, a lot of things happen since we recorded. And we haven't been recording because life is like...
Life is rough, bro.
Life is for real.
I'm lucky I was able to squeeze this day in.
Ooh,
I got things to do. My son went to the Coast Guard. I moved him down there. I got Damien moving into his room now. So right now, Damien's my second oldest.
Sorry, I didn't find a group or device named Lights.
The government's warning. That's a warning shot from the government. That's what that was.
I should turn off the big-ass
speaker. You probably should turn off the big-ass speaker.
Because then, like, some inappropriate things gonna pop up. Everyone's going to know. Everyone who doesn't watch the show.
So now I'm going to clean up Damien's room. That's what I'm going to do today. Actually, Damien went to his mom's house for the month. So his room just has a bed and a
thing. You don't have to do it today. You're just being a...
No, I just need time. I need so much to do. So I'm going to clean out his room and I'm going to put my daughter in there. And that's going to be her room now.
Okay.
So, and I want to get it over because I got her toys in the sala. It's so annoying, bro. I'm like, these kids have taken over the living room. It's so annoying.
Keep going.
I want to put all her toys... I like when the living room is no toy. I don't even want the kids playing in the living room.
Empty.
You play in your room. That's what I want. But... So right now we're gonna move her stuff in there, and that's it. You play in your room only. And that's it.
The basement got a major upgrade.
Oh yeah, we got white walls now.
We got white walls. The cameras will not show that because they're made from Amazon $50 cameras. So one looks pink, the other one looks like you look yellow and bluish. Or do I look?
I have COVID.
Anyways,
that's what they did to Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Remember CNN?
They gaslighted him. No, they didn't
gaslighted gaslight. The public. You got a gift card. Enjoy
that. Yo, why is everything popping up, man? Those are the tech gods. Because you're possessed. You need a washing.
It's the government. They listen to the show.
The government popped off a lot of stuff this last few days. Right before vacation, they were like, hold it. Hold this.
Government.
Do you think that it really hurt Joe Biden that he wasn't able to come through with his promise of the college debt forgiveness, $400 billion?
It hurt Joe Biden when he announced it the first time.
It hurt Joe Biden when he fell down the stairs going on the airplane.
Yeah, I mean,
that hurt Joe Biden.
Didn't Trump do the same thing?
Yeah, but Trump...
It's windy. Maybe those stairs are slippery. You never know.
But it's like Trump fell for different reasons, right?
Yeah. He hits McDonald's.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. The imbalance could be off with all that trans fat. And then you got Biden, which we know he fell because...
He has... Yeah, he's old. He has bad knees. But, the government... I mean... I don't know why he announced that. The first time I heard that, I was like, what are they doing?
That was such a people grab.
That's like saying, ready for this? This is the equivalent of somebody saying, how much you owe in your car, America? I'm going to pay it all off. I'm going to pay off your cars.
But isn't it also equivalent as when the Republicans, Bush, all these niggas used to be like, we're going to end Roe v. Wade. We're going to stop this abortion. They're just grabbing or catering to the audience for voters to get the numbers in.
Well,
yes. It's the same fucking thing, nigga.
No. Yes and no.
No, forget it. Don't get emotional about the topic. Yes, it's the real topic here. Yes and here. No. The real topic is, those are just ad-libs.
But also no.
Ad-libs, right?
Well, the thing is this. Okay,
those are ad-libs.
I'm going to give you an example, right?
Go ahead. Give me another topic.
My example is, imagine this thing that should have never passed, and they're like, I'm going to get rid of that. Because that should have never happened, so I'm going to make sure we get rid of it.
Yeah, but the Republicans didn't do anything about it until when?
I mean, they can't do anything about it.
Period. So it's a grab either way.
No, but they can't do anything about it.
Period. So it was just by saying it, it's just to cater to the audience.
But this Trump is the one that did it. Because Trump is like, I'm going to appoint people
that can make those decisions. Yeah,
that will make the decision. They will make the correct decision.
So, you know, they've only been using this, you know, vote for me and I'll end, you know, this for how many decades? How many presidents? Reagan?
But that's what I'm saying. Those people, the ones that do that, they have no chance to overthrow Roe v. Wade. They're doing it for the votes.
Trump,
on the other hand, had a chance. And he's like, I'm going to make sure we get this done. And sure enough, he got it done.
He got it.
You could thank Trump for that. I'm not a freaking huge Trump fan, but it was a law that should have never passed.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean.
I don't care how you feel about it. It's not about the abortion thing. It's about the law. Why did they do that? They're going against United States law. You can't. You have to leave it up to the people and to the local governments.
What
I feel, and that's what they when they overturned it. That's literally what they said. They're like, we should have never done this
in the first place, right?
Yeah.
And we spoke about this in another episode, but I feel like we're letting shit just happen.
What do you mean?
Like, I can't. Okay, so like one topic. This whole congested pricing. There you go. Thanks. Thanks for taking me off of the even I forgot. just to let you know. But you know how they were working on how they approved this congested pricing where they're going to toll people going into Manhattan from 59th Street and it's the first in the United States to do this. You know that, right?
It's horrible. I mean, there's a government money grab.
That's why I'm saying I feel like do you really think right now the New Yorkers, you think a vast majority wanted this?
No. I'm going to tell you what this is. This is what you were saying. Oh, vote for me and I'll do this. That congestion is a Democrat thing. Because they're like, oh, you guys love the environment, riding bikes. Let's get rid of some cars. Let's close off some streets. So instead of cars, just walk, people walk. Like the Dennis Times Square. You know, that's them doing that. If it was Republicans, they wouldn't do that. They'll be like, no, drive. Let's make this money. Get those trucks.
Yeah, get there faster. Let's get more pumping, more economy.
Exactly.
We don't have time. Get a slice of 99-cent slice, Tito, than a 99-cent.
Yeah, you want nature? Go to Central Park. Come on, man, with the crackhead.
Listen, we gave you a whole Highland Park that used to be a train station. Enjoy nature on that shit.
Yeah, walk around. That was long. You ever walked it? Pretty long.
It is very long.
But
have you ever done the thing that they closed?
No.
What is it called? The whatever.
I don't know. The egg. It looks like an egg to me.
It does look like a werewolf.
Apparently, when people climb up to the top, they feel like jumping off.
But okay, you're saying that it was a political
move by
who? Democrats to charge people to come into the city
because they're trying to make less cars come to the city.
That's the
they're trying to reduce the traffic in the city. That's their goal.
So
that's why they're getting rid of parking spots with the storefronts, and they also, I don't know if you noticed, on the corners, they're made for ride sharing cars now.
Yeah, like Zipcar.
Zipcar. So there's two parking spots on the corner that you cannot park there unless you're Zipcar.
That's them.
Yeah.
Have you seen the electric bike?
Stupid bike crap.
Inside the parking lots? Like, no. You know where you park your car for $50 for 2 hours? Right next to it, they have these bikes where they charge. Like, they've reserved stations now for these charging things.
Yeah, see? They're trying to make it so there's less cars.
See, I could be like, look. You know where we're headed. We're headed into like a pods kind of situation.
Yeah. I mean, we suspect this. I mean, not suspect this, but we expect the cities of the world to be automatic. Instead of us owning a car, you push your phone, I need to go to work. Bloop. And that car pull up. You just hop in and it drives you straight to work and drops you off. You don't have to worry about no car anymore. Remember like Minority Report. Remember that?
Yeah.
It's just, you just boop. Okay, get in the car. Whatever car comes, a pod.
Honestly, it's pretty dope.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. We expect this, right?
Yeah.
You expect also, if you want your own car, you have your own car.
But why?
But we expect cities to work like this.
Okay. So
if like we, the Jetsons, remember?
Right. That's what I'm saying. Pods.
Yep. That's it. We expect this.
And whether it's your ass or your package, it's in a pod format.
Yeah.
So you said that we expect this to be the inevitable future of how we move around as we grow.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that why do we have to be BS with all this other intermedium thing?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, get to that point.
This, but they're not doing it to help the world. They're doing it for votes. It's stupid crap that makes no sense.
But who voted for this shit in the first place? And I refuse to believe.
The Democrats are voting only for Democrats. They're not voting for
specific
agendas. Policies.
Yeah.
I'll vote for this guy. And this guy's like, oh, I know what they're going to like.
So they voted these niggas, and these niggas went with it. But and there's nothing that we could have done. No,
because they
like got naked and stopped traffic like niggas up in Canada.
They'll forget about it after a week.
Oy. Besides, we got a lot of naked niggas on 125th, anyways.
Oh, I was there yesterday. Nigga, I got a story about that. About it happened literally the day before yesterday. Anyway, but there's like if they really wanted to make this real, they could have been like, "All right, we're gonna set up a special." Train in the middle of the train that it's just pods and you get a you rent the pod out and you just go and it's just nonstop pods back and forth, just hop in, you hop out like trains but except way faster because only one cart, you know.
Yeah,
instead of it being wait for a whole train to come, it's just back to back nonstop every 10 minutes.
Yeah, you jump in.
Yep, quick. Now then I can say okay, get rid of congestion, because I was like, okay, you're not going to drive anywhere. These pods come every 10 minutes. You'll never be late.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just keep going and going and going.
Instead of.
And then maybe during rush hour, you connect them into one big one because a lot of people at the same time, you know?
And that's when it gets onto like highways for longer distance. Exactly. It becomes a big ass choo-choo train of pods. But you're on your own thing.
Or like in Tesla, make them run automatic cars. Just come. Just hop in a car and go. And because they're electric, you make them like the Roombas.
You know, yeah, the when they go to the charging station.
Yeah, okay, I'm running out of power. I'm just going to get off and charge.
Sorry, this pod is not available.
Another one just replaced.
Another pod is on its way.
Yes, exactly. But if they did that, and then they're like, all right, now we're going to do congestion pricing, people will be like, oh, that makes sense now. Because now what they're going to do is they're
going to... Well, you're not going to charge anything. Everything is pods. You're going to have to charge
for like a monthly service or something.
Yeah,
like
word.
Because, but at that point, you're supplying such a service that it's like, oh, it's worth it.
Yeah.
It's so worth it. You know what I'm saying? I don't got to worry about driving into the city. I could just get in a pod. That's great. I'll do that all day.
Oh, my God. And I'm in the pod, right? And I'm headed to downtown. I'm like, I got to work. I wonder if my Amazon package came in. And then a pod pulls up. Your Amazon package is available. And it connects to the pod. You just grab it.
Yeah, it'll be... Bro, the government... I'm not saying that this is something they could do today. That's the way he gets around.
Because that's how girls are going to be in the pods.
Oh, yeah.
Or humans, right? You're going to be like in your own little fucking planet.
Yeah.
They got to be a privacy mode.
Yeah, just make the windows tint.
Oh.
What I'm saying, though, at the end of the day, it's they could have done so much, But right now, Elon Musk is the bad guy. He's the quote-unquote. He's not following party lines. He's going his own way. He likes Republicans.
I'm going to tell you what Elon Musk is right now, to me, my analogy of what the hell is going on. Elon Musk is the teacher's pet. We don't like this nigga, but, you know, he is the smartest one in the classroom.
I mean, if I...
The valedictorian.
If I was to give money, if I were to trust anybody with government funds to change the world, I'll give it to Elon all day.
Hell yeah.
Because who else is doing it? You think George DeSantis or whatever the hell these guys' names are?
No, no.
You think what's his name? Biden. You think Biden, if you give Biden a big chunk of money and say, okay, change the infrastructure of the United States, you think he's going to have a good plan? He's been talking about infrastructure for so long.
See, where Trump will put that, here's the thing with Trump. Trump will put Elon Musk or the right people to make those decisions to make shit better or whatever the case may be. But Trump is such a narcissist that he's the one who wants to be, he wants credit
just
for.
Make sure my name's on it. Yeah.
If it wasn't for me.
Yeah. But the thing is, he trusts businessmen.
No, right. So
instead of government
we
officials.
Still win.
Yeah.
But it has to be Trump that gets acknowledged for it.
Well, I'm just saying business people are better off doing stuff because they are thinking in a business way. How could I save money? How can I do this cheapest? How can I make sure I get this done right? If you do a government guy, they're like, "Ooh, let's stretch this out. Let's get paid for years about this."
Yeah, but the thing about businessmen and the capital system is that, you know, things should, as we progress and write, our job is to make pencils, and we've gotten this thing to a science where it's pennies to a micro pennies to a dollar in the process. But as a business owner, but in a capitalistic mindset, greed, I want it to be even cheaper. I want it to be cheap. I want to earn more, where it's like, we got to find a way to break that mold where it's like, okay, you cap out. Like,
why?
Yeah. Because
let him make his money as long as he's giving us what we want.
But you don't get what you want, and eventually the services degrade.
You just said I get the pencil. That's what I'm asking for.
Right, but the problem is that let's say we, like I said, we got this to a point where we're making $1 billion a year.
Beautiful.
Greed is like, I need to make $1.5 billion next year.
Okay, you can do whatever you want, but not with our money. Sell the pencil to somebody else then. That's the way capitalist system works. And if you give us a cheaper pencil that sucks, guess what? We're gonna start looking for the next guy who can give us the same quality we have.
Right, but when is enough money for Elon Musk?
I don't care about him being rich. I care about the product.
But what I'm saying is that mentality in whatever business model always ends up that you become cheaper, you become more stingier, you're squeezing the life out of the very thing you created just to gain more.
But I'm saying, okay, let's stick with the pencil. If you're making a cheaper quality pencil, right? As the person that's paying you, the government, whatever contract that I have with you.
Yeah, yeah.
And I say, look, your quality is going down. Either you bring it back up or we got to look for another guy that makes better pencils. And if you want that $1 billion every year, you better make sure those pencils are done right. That's the way. But now if it's a straight government, you could give us the crappiest pencils and now we don't have a choice. We're just going to keep giving you the money. In a capitalist system, if your product sucks, I'm shopping around for the next guy.
Yeah, but it's proven time and time and again that you'll go the extra mile as a business owner creating pencils. I'll go the extra mile to cut anything and everyone out of my way just so that my bottom dollar is greater every year. This is why companies, because of that stupid decision Bill Clinton made, this is why companies went across seas. It's because it was cheaper.
Yeah. I mean, that's business, baby.
It's retarded because you know how we know in certain cultures the dollar circulates 8 or 9 times before it leaves that community or that race? That's the same principle applies to our government, America.
Also realize that when he did that, that made our dollars go across seas. Which makes our dollars popular around the world.
It did, but we OD'd because I think it was great, you know, that instituted a new world order, right? A new world.
No, you're not allowed to say that. Now they're going to think we're part of the Illuminati.
Well, not new. Maybe not a new world order is too controversial.
No, you said it, bro. It's over. Algorithm, that's it. We're done, bro.
Don't break the little stuff we have. No.
Once you say those words, it's over, bro.
So it's not a new world order, but a reckoning. An agreement. Oh, you made a it reckoning. Made it cultish. Jeez. Everybody, right, put fine. Your red dress on. Oh, God. No.
You watched it?
Hell yeah.
Such a good show. I haven't finished it.
Honestly, that show would have been dope right around, you know what I mean? COVID? Abortion rights and this whole entire thing.
All right, keep going.
All right.
New world order.
This new... There was this trade agreement amongst the planet. We all said we're going to start fucking with each other. I got this, you got that. Look at us. Now our dollar's stronger because it's being accepted and it's being perceived as the most valuable currency in the planet Earth. And what happened? We sat on it. This hat is made in China.
Yeah.
It's the American flag. Hey. Tomorrow, the 4th of July, there's going to be a bunch of flags, and most, if not almost all, would have been made
in China. I don't care.
You have to care.
I don't care. Do I want to pay $4 for that flag, or do I want to pay $24 for that
flag? Listen, you don't care because right now it doesn't affect you, right?
America has the strongest economy in the world.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about it.
Yeah,
no. I'm not worried about any of it. You ever
seen that? Was that your Hulk Hogan?
You ever seen the meme?
No. Okay. Oh, forget it then. You just did a good Hulk Hogan in my opinion, though.
But there's no indicator that the American dollar is losing any value comparative to the rest of the world.
Hell no.
I was watching a video. Somebody was explaining the strength of the dollar and the strength of our import and export compared to all the other major countries in the world, Russia, China, Germany, Italy, all of it. And he's comparing every single one. He goes, there's none that even come close to the American dollar. And they're talking about, remember BRICS? They were talking about BRICS, all these countries coming together, making their own currency. He goes, even if it was successful, it wouldn't even be close to the American dollar. Because, and he's like, and it's not going to be successful. Because look what's going on in Russia. Look what's going on in China. You know, then you have Brazil, which is probably, out of all of them, the best one. But the economy is smaller than most American states.
It's a lot of land over there.
Yeah. But to Brazil, America looks more, better than China. Because we're right here. We can buy more. You know, we can supply more. He's like, why would they even bother with China? He goes, right now you have a dictatorial government. So they're not going to vibe with America because we're a democracy. They're going to vibe with the most...
With the poison.
Exactly. So right now they're doing that. But he goes, it's just a matter of time before the...
And it's literally a poison to them because it's this idea of the people have the power.
Yeah.
And it's like...
For conversational reasons, we're a democracy. We vote and whatever we vote for passes. That's not exactly what America is, but for the average person, you could just say we're a democracy because we vote for who we want to do stuff. You know what I'm saying? And if we don't like what they're doing, guess what we could do? Vote them out. You know what I'm saying?
Or vote for the other.
Yeah.
Or the only other option.
But see, that's
another conversation.
This is where America turned a freedom into a monopoly because they're like, instead of everybody being able to choose what they want, we're only going to choose these two parties.
What do you think happened to the Wagner Group?
Them? I don't know, bro. I was so...
I think they got murdered. I think Putin did the poop, 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 poop.
Well, I mean, we don't have no indication that they died. But...
Niggas are dead, son.
There's so much that, as a world, we learned from Russia in the past 2 years that is just like... It almost feels like, who the hell was Russia this whole time?
Listen, first of all, you're wrong. If anything, we should be more scared.
You think so?
Hell yes.
Why?
Because what did they say about a wounded animal?
Se muere. Dead, nigga.
A wounded animal is more dangerous than an animal that's not.
Yeah.
Because it got nothing to lose.
But that Russia's so unorganized. Even if Vladimir Putin was like,
nigga, that's just proving my point further.
Shoot the nukes. They're going to be like scrambling for days trying to figure out how to shoot those nukes.
I don't think so.
Yeah, they don't know how to do it. I was watching a video where somebody was explaining that the Wagner Group took over areas that had nukes. And they're like, the way Russia was for the past few years, those nukes are disassembled already. They're not together. They're not ready to launch at any moment's notice. They're disassembled because they store them that way for safety reasons. We've went through USSR, the collapse of USSR, and this, that, and the third. We've already seen what they've done with the tanks, that they these people take the metal off and sell it. So the tanks were weak.
All he needs is one. He probably got one right under his bed.
But there's another thing too.
A czar bomb.
I don't remember where it was that it happened. Russia shot. Is it Russia? I think it was Russia. They remember those hypersonic missiles you were talking about? And I was like, yo, if anything's going to get past America's systems, it's those hypersonic missiles. I think it was Russia that shot 5 of them, and we shot down every single one of them without any problem.
Oh, God.
Not even with a, like, with a truck. You know,
this is not a time to be conceited.
Yeah, you know those trucks that they park, and they're like, all right, we're going to defend this area?
Yeah.
Okay,
America's... With the thing that goes up...
Yeah, America's land has better stuff than that. That's just like, we got to do something. Let's put the little ones over there. And those little ones are the ones that shot.
I want to play Command and Conquer now.
Yeah. So America shot all 5 of them down without any hiccups, without no miss. And they were like, wow. We shot down one like a week before the other 4 came. And America was like, America didn't do it. Obviously, it was Ukraine. But it was the American system that did it. And America's like, they're not going to. They can shoot those nukes. It's okay. We're fine. Not to mention the fact that Russia and Ukraine right next to, so that means it's, the distance is so short. So you have limited time to aim and shoot. If they're shooting at America, we got like an hour to be like, all right, it's coming. Everybody get ready. They're going to have so much time to prepare. You know what I'm saying? They're going to see it coming from a mile away. You know what I'm saying? But the Wagner Group,
they're dead.
I was convinced that somehow America made a deal with them. They gave them some money, and then they went in there.
Yeah,
and
you told me this.
When they turned around and left, I was like, oh, they played America. They took their money. They're like, oh, thank you for the money. Do-do-do. And then I found out that this guy went to Belarus, and that they're pardoning the guys that did it. They want to integrate them back into the Russian army. And most of those guys are like, no, I don't want to be part of this. I'd rather just go home.
Why the hell would I want to be part of this?
So
what was the whole point of...
And then on top of that, Ukraine is using... They're taking advantage of, they're moving forward, and they're taking over more land and more land. And it just seems like this is not any kind of organized, this is just everybody's making decisions and everybody's going with it. You know, I started to fall into the conspiracy theory route. Conspiracy theories are very much on like, oh, this is an orchestrated thing. And I started falling into that with this Wagner Group. I started falling into, oh yeah, America gave them this, and they did that. Oh my God, they played America and they took them. And then I'm like, I'm watching, I'm like, this is people making decisions and acting on the decisions. It's just chaos. That's all it is. It's just pure chaos. And the whole world.
So because we saw Russia's, you know, little, we saw under Russia's curtain. Yeah, you should keep doing that, because it's going to be horrible for editing later, bitch. Anyways, do you think that now that we've seen this side of Russia, like World War III?
Yes. World War III is not... There's no country. And after watching... And this is all YouTube research, by the way.
That's right. Thanks to YouTube. The three ads now.
After watching all these experts, you know, these economists, Jesus. Oh, that's another thing too. There's a whole other section of economists that have nothing to do with money. It's all to do with the human way we make decisions. It's amazing. It's very interesting. Freakonomics, you know Freakonomics.
Yes.
They dive into that. But watching them, geopolitical people, and them. And I'm watching a whole bunch of different ones. And I'm taking all the information. I'm trying to like accumulate. That book was another big one.
Yeah.
And I'm like, America's not going to have a problem for the next 100 years. We're fine.
No, I think we're chilling. But I think it's the beginning of...
I'm not saying America's going to be just as good as it was. It's going to be hard in the future.
Like the 60s till about now, shit was sweet.
Yeah. But from this point forward, it's going to be hard.
It's going to be tough.
But we're going to be the best off.
You know that they don't know what happened to like 89% of those migrants that came here?
Because they disappeared. This is what Trump was saying.
Gone.
Yeah. Trump said this. They're going to come in. They're going to get their little ticket that says go to court this
day. They were like, they did a some independent whatever. White people. They did a numbers where we're like, how many people actually showed up and registered it to the shelters and these hotels and these things. And they were like 15% showed up or are still currently.
And it's funny because people try to warn. Hey.
But where did they go, Noel? They're
not going to show. They work in the back.
Are they coming back?
They work in the back of restaurants.
They're supposed to go back to court, right? They're
supposed to. Pfft. You think Anufo's going to go to court? He's not. He's going to work in the back of the restaurant. He's chilling.
He gets his New York ID me.
That's all he cares. That's it. I'm here to make money, papi. I'm not here to, you know, do this and that. And then within that group, obviously, there's other people that want to do drugs and all this stuff, which they're sending their drug dealers. They're rapists. Those, you think those people are not coming? You think only the happy, good people are coming? Is that what you think is happening? You
know what I'm saying? Oh, no. It's the just, people, they just want to work.
That's what I'm saying. I want to say most people are doing that. They want to come for money.
You don't take the train. You drive.
I drive, so I don't see these people.
The amount of these people, what I suspect to be these people.
These people.
Stranger dangers. Because that's literally what they are for America. Stranger dangers. It's sad.
Yeah. I mean, they're the ones that work clean.
Bro, it's a school day and you see a 7 and 8 year old holding a box of chocolates trying to sell. And it, you could tell they came from somewhere where they're getting support because the book bag is fresh, cheap, fresh. Cheap version of it. There's a little bottle of water, like they, you know what I mean? A little Lunchable that's packed. And they're grabbing these boxes of candy and they're trying to, and you could hear it in their voices, the mothers. Por favor. Yeah.
Oh, you ever seen them come? They, when you stop your car, they come and you try to sell you freaking canapas or something.
Them niggas I'm used to. Them niggas are OGs. Yeah. But
one time it was raining. One of them had a baby strapped to his chest. I was like, I'm just gonna.
Bro, I'm taking the F train. I'm
just
gonna buy.
Here goes $10. Just give me whatever you got.
I'm on the F train, 3 stops, and I already saw like 6 selling chocolates, walking in the train.
And I'm not mad at them. They're doing what I would do in their situation.
Hell yeah.
But it's. What I'm mad about is the government's supposed to stop this. You know what I'm saying? They're supposed to stop. I don't care who these people are. It's just about you're not supposed to let just randoms come in the country. I don't care where they come from, what they want.
And Adams tried to do a recover fumble where he suspended the 30-day wait period for people who are U.S. citizens that apply for housing, that live in shelters. They used to have to wait for like a 90-day.
90, yeah.
It was 90 days where it was like, okay, you apply today. Your ass is in the shelter, okay? We see you. You're in the system. We're going to give you, we're going to process, just to process your application, 90 days. There's a 90-day wait period. And they suspended that. So where these people ended up, they ended up in all the nice neighborhoods with the folks that are middle to upper class that need to mow their lawns and get their, you know, foliages picked up in the season. I mean, that's where they went.
And
I don't blame it because guess what? We ain't trying to work out here.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We don't want to do the crap.
Nobody wants to do it.
So, but in that same mentality, just to bring it back a little bit, we should feel like that about what Bill Clinton did with China. We don't want to do that crap. I don't want to make those pencils. Let them do it.
Yeah, but there's always a consequence, right?
Eventually, those pencils coming back here, though.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're going to get to the point where the how much we pay them compared to... It's just like, we might as well just make them here.
And you know there's going to be a lot of training because niggas don't know how to make hats.
Yeah. Yep. But...
Niggas don't know how to make an American flag.
But it's just like, I don't know. You got to be real. You got to be real with the American people. Like, look, listen, we can't just let randoms come in here, bro. We got to protect our borders. And yeah, if people need
help. But we do because the lazy us don't want to do it. You can't get rid of China without bringing in Mexico.
Yeah. Well, but that's the thing. We can easily say, hey, instead of making stuff in China, make it in Mexico. They're coming here because they want to work. Let them work over there. Let's give them the jobs over there.
Yeah, but then we'd have to go to war with the cartel niggas. And those guys really don't play.
No, what we do is we just tell them to do it. Honestly, I will go to the cartel straight up and listen, why are you guys selling drugs over here? Make the pencils.
Stop killing the workers.
Hey, we're giving $1 billion to make these pencils. Why don't you just make the pencils? Make a pencil factory, bro. We got to stay. Call yourself cartel.
Stop bodying your workers. Settle your different. Listen, you needed an HR? We have plenty of HR.
We have HR. And then instead of killing the police, why don't you have the police protect your business from your enemies, bro?
Be legit. Don't make them your enemies. Hire them, niggas.
Yeah, I don't understand. Like, America could do such. But you know what it is? They don't want, like, oh, we don't want to give money to the cartels. They kill people. It's like, then make them stop killing people. Make drugs legal. You think if drugs are legal, they're going
to keep shooting? America is in the position to play mommy and puppy?
Well, this is what I'm. We don't have the ability to mess with their government, but.
That's what you're saying.
No.
You're fundamentally changing their whole style.
No, not at all. What I'm saying is.
Stop touching the mic like that.
Talk to them as businessmen. Let's make business. America could make business with anybody. They don't have to make business with the government. They could go to.
But that's not making business. That's saying do it this way and you'll get paid.
Yeah, exactly.
This thing is a dictator. Yeah. We're gonna ban.
I'm not forcing anybody. That's dictation. I'm not forcing anybody to do anything. I'm just saying, do it this way and we'll pay you. Do it.
And you know what? I would be like, you don't even have to use all of your citizens.
Yeah, I don't care.
You got Venezuelans and other niggas coming.
I don't care if you guys use illegal citizens. Do whatever you want. I'll pay you. Just keep them on that side of the line.
That's too controversial. No one's going to sign off on that, bro.
But that's what I'm saying. But that
president endorsed cartels.
Exactly. That's the headline. President wants to kill people. This is like,
okay, president wants to employ murderers.
I was just telling my son about this the other day. I was like, wearing a seatbelt shouldn't be against the law. Like, not wearing a seatbelt, right?
That still bothers you, bitch?
It bothers me. Because you should have the freedom to wear a seatbelt or not.
Yeah, but when you die, you no te queje. You don't complain.
Exactly. That's your. You made the decision. You want to go in the submarine. That's on you. I don't care.
But what if your body hurts me when it's flying across your windshield through mine?
Well, that's a car accident. I don't have to tell you. You get into a car accident, you're going to get hurt. Things are going to go flying. There's
nothing. And one of those things that are going to go fly may be my fat head.
Yeah, so that's. Don't get into an accident if you don't want to. I don't have to tell you. Man.
Right, let me take that off my agenda of things to
but
do.
But I'm saying, though, why did the government get involved in that? It has nothing to do with anybody. It's the government getting involved in something they shouldn't get involved in.
Yeah.
And I feel the same way about a million things in this world. Like, why is the government getting involved with this guy? You know what I'm saying? Why is the government forcing people to do X, Y, Z? Just freaking pay people to do certain things. And if they don't do it, you pay somebody else to do it.
Yo, you know what we should do? For an episode to be continued, we give ourselves like a month time.
Okay.
And in that month, we bring our own version of the pencil. We got to create it from scratch.
I'll make it today.
Bare... Like, you got to get the lead. You got to get the raw material, piece of wood, the ink, the lead, whatever it is. And you got to forge it only using, like, a carving knife. That's it. You can't use anything else. I can't use
a drill?
No drill, nothing electric.
That's going to take forever.
That's what I'm saying. It's a month and we show progress. Like, you know what I mean? I'm thinking about the wood part, because I always am. And I'm like, am I going to get the little inside part to inject the... And then how am I going to get the lead to be so thin to go inside?
I will make it a pen, but I would need a drill to make a hole in the middle.
You got to use all that muscle you've been doing to look at men in the gym?
If you take two, you carve like a groove and two pieces of wood and then you stick them together and then you make it around it.
Yeah.
And you just pour the ink right in there. Tap it. And you can write. I could do it in a week.
Now it went to a week. You see this cocky motherfucker? So I think that's an interesting challenge because it's like, do we really take for granted? We must take.
Yeah.
There's no way we don't.
People in other countries that see us with shoes and they're like, they got shoes?
This is true.
We take things for advantage.
I thought of the Star Trek episode where the guy's like, I'll tell you the Sage story if you... He looks down at the shoes like, let me get your shit. I think that we're like, you know what, when we said that, you know, like the last from the 60s to now was like the golden age, enjoy it. I think we got a couple of years left of that.
Yeah.
Like, enjoy this now.
There's so many ways to improve the world. It's just people thinking dumb.
But should America take that role and do like a tate quieto, here?
It depends. Like I said,
isn't that what we're doing with Russia and Ukraine?
Well, I understand why they're doing it.
But that's what we're doing.
Yeah, I totally get it. I mean, if I was the president, what would I do? I might do the same thing. Because it's so easy to be like...
Would Trump have done the same thing?
I don't think so. Trump, in that case, Trump might do what's beneficial for people to vote for him. He might be like, pull them out. Let them fight their own war. You know, say pull out our money. They don't need money.
It's for the votes.
But the way I see it is, think about the value America just got out of Russia by supporting Ukraine. They got Russia being weak as hell. They got Russia being a country that has civil war. They got Russia showing that they...
That's not the same thing as a coup, right?
Well, it was a coup, but it didn't complete. They made a deal and they left.
They died. That's what they
did. Yeah, maybe they died. You got America showing the world that Russia has no weapons. They have nothing that can go against it. So the value they got out of just giving Ukraine some money to fight
the war. The intel of what their enemy's current
nobody, there's nobody is. In the world that looks at Russia like, yeah, they're dangerous. The worst thing they got is nukes.
Do you think that the niggas that were taught to go under the desk were like, fuck, you made us do all that shit for nothing.
Do you remember doing that in school?
I remember it. You remember the CDs that were the size of this?
It was like a
freaking disc,
record,
bro.
A record. It was like a record.
Oh, yeah, like a record, like a vinyl record.
I remember in school going under the shelter drills. That's what we call them. You go under the table, and then you come back out. All right, we're done.
By elementary.
And then there was a point, remember we had to sit in the hallway? Everybody go into the middle because the bomb's going to go through the window, so we stand in the hallway. And we always sit in the hallway.
You ready for this? There was, in my elementary school, a block and a half adjacent to my elementary school was my middle school. And because it was built during those eras, they built a bomb shelter tunnel that connected
the two schools. Oh, that's dope.
Craziness. And I remember thinking as a kid, like, I wonder how you get in there. And one of the teachers was like, this is the panel. So they would have like the closets where you put your book bag and your shit, and the closets would open up, and then behind the closets where you hook everything up, because the hooks were from the top, like on these shelves, but behind it you could see the panel that you slide over. And there would be a door that you would access, and you would get in and crawl down. I'm like, can we go in there? She's like, nah, we can't go in there. I can't even open that shit.
Like, if you look at some old buildings have little signs that say shelter.
Yeah, the little symbol.
Yeah. And then you go down there, and it's full of like the super has the stuff in there. And you're like, what? If there's a bomb, bro, I'm not going to fit in here.
This thing is already ready.
Yeah. He already has his whole freaking apartment down there.
I hope he has extra salsichas. Yeah. Damn, man.
Wait, a good example too is remember Tom's shoes? Remember those?
Tom's shoes.
Remember they were like these cloth shoes and the back said Tom's on it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So Tom's shoes, he went to Peru, I think it was, and he saw the shoes that they were wearing. He's like, oh, these are nice. Let me sell these shoes. So he took the idea.
This is the guy that donated.
Yeah. He's like, if you buy a shoe, I'll donate a shoe. And you know what happened? The people that sold shoes in the area all ran out of business because Tom was giving shoes away for free. Which in his head, I mean, if you think about it, the idea is like, oh, so nice.
Oh.
What he should have did was.
We are the world.
The smart thing to do was, ready for this? Take his factory, bring it to Peru, hire all the shoemakers.
That were already doing this shit.
And be like, yo, I'm going to pay you guys to make these shoes for me.
And you know what?
Bring your economy up. But what would happen is, people from a certain political party might look at like, you're taking advantage of them. You're paying them less than you would pay Americans. He's like, yeah, that's the way their economy works. It's 25 cents an hour.
That's not my fault.
I don't make up the rules. That's them. Talk to their government.
That's amongst them.
Yeah, let them figure that out. You know what I'm saying? That's what he should have did. He would have.
So that's what America should do in the world. Exactly.
Do stuff like that. You know who else complained about that?
You think America could save China?
Why would we save China?
I don't know. There's a lot of them. We could probably put them all to work.
Nah, let China crush. That's a bad. Right now, China is the kid running around in the schoolyard slapping people and cursing everybody out.
Mm.
And I said, why don't I help him? Let him bust his ass, let him fall, let him fail. Because China's threatening Taiwan. They're talking about, you know, doing this the BRICS thing.
They kind of got a wall out, you know, at this point.
There was a point when the whole coup started, there was a point where China came out and they were like, while this is happening, there's a part of Russia that's actually... should have been part of China. They came out and they said that.
Oh, we got dibs.
Yeah, literally, that's what happened. They said, you know, historically, that was actually part of China.
So we're just going to take this right now because it's convenient.
Mind you, these guys are allies. Instead of China said, hey, we're going to help you. They go, well, that's going on. That's actually ours. So if you take over, we want that back. Because they don't care.
That's the perfect time.
They just want a deal.
That was a perfect time to do all that. That was a perfect time to make that move.
But that's just to show you how strong these bonds are. They're not strong at all. You know what I'm saying? Mike,
it's working.
right. There was a. I think we should.
We're gonna say goodbye to them.
Yeah, I think it's time for them to go. I don't even know how much time we've been doing this for.
It's right there.
The bottom right there.
You see it?
All
right. But minus the few fuckery minutes in the beginning. Yeah. I love when they describe my cursing words, but I don't come from a malice heart. Fuck these niggas. No, let me stop.
And then when we come back next episode, we're going to talk about the Supreme Court finally.
The Supreme Court? What about? No.
Yeah, next episode we talk about
it. You got something to say about them?
Oh, there's so much to talk about. What are you talking about?
No, leave the gay people alone.
Oh, for sure. We're coming back. Leave come back below. Next episode.
Which is right. Now
please, come back, click on it, it's on the top corner.
Yo, what up everybody, if you like what you saw, please click on some of the video links on the side, and please support our channel by liking, subscribing, and leave a little comment, and maybe we'll respond back to you, and hopefully you'll be a guest on our next episode. Turn to gods and disrespect. That's what to Trump. Now let's inspect to interject on what the youngest spitting. I'm spitting for where the sacred texts are given.